Simen Tov Reish Ayin Dalid. Today we will learn Se'if Aleph and Beis. The Shulchan Aruch permits lighting one Hanukkah candle from another Hanukkah candle. For example, on the second night of Hanukkah, when one lights more than one candle, or one who lights one candle for each household member, may light one Hanukkah candle from another. However, the Shulchan Aruch stipulates that the lighting must be directly from one candle to another without an intermediate match or candle. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since both candles are mitzvah candles, there is no degradation in lighting one from another. This is not so if an intermediate candle is used, since it does not have an independent mitzvah status. Similarly, if a candle became extinguished, since we have learned that the mitzvah is in lighting, and strictly speaking, one need not light again, even though we learned that it is indeed proper to relight, since relighting the candle does not have the same mitzvah status as a candle that is still burning for its mitzvah, one may not relight the candle that went out from the candle that is still burning. Even the shamash that lights all of the candles and is left burning next to the other candles does not have the status of a mitzvah candle and may not be lit from a Hanukkah candle. The Shulchan Aruch brings a more lenient opinion as well, that one may light an intermediate candle if he is assured that he will use it to light other candles, without the intermediate candle going out itself before it has a chance to light the other candles. This opinion holds that since it will be used for the mitzvah of lighting, there is no degradation in lighting it, in lighting the intermediate candle. In contrast, the Ramah cites that the custom is not to light Hanukkah candles from one another, even without an intermediate candle. The reason for this being that since essentially one satisfies his obligation with just one candle, and the additional candles are not necessary for the mitzvah, one should not light candles from one another. According to this reasoning, after one has lit his first candle and is lighting additional candles in order to accomplish the mitzvah in a more beautiful fashion, one would be able to light one additional candle from another additional candle, since they should have the same status of both being an addition to the mitzvah. However, the Ramah, who does not mention this possibility, seems to hold that we do not differentiate between the candles, and just like one would not be able to use the first candle in order to light other Hanukkah candles, so too one should not light additional Hanukkah candles from additional Hanukkah candles. The Ramah concludes Se'if Aleph that this is true only by Hanukkah candles that are burning during the time of their mitzvah. However, after the time has passed, he may light from the Hanukkah candles. The Mishnah Berurah adds that even those who hold that one should not differentiate between before the time of the mitzvah and after the time of the mitzvah, because we are afraid that people will make a mistake between when the time of the mitzvah elapsed. However, to light a mitzvah candle would be permitted, since essentially, even during the mitzvah time, it should really be permitted. The Mishnah Berurah notes that other mitzvah candles, such as shul candles and Shabbos candles, may be lit from one another directly without an intermediate. The Mishnah Berurah infers from the Magen Avraham that if two candles are necessary for the mitzvah, for example, two heads of household who are staying in one house, that each one needs to light, they may light from each other's candle. Based on the above, the Maharshal is critical of those who send their servants to ignite their own candles from the shul's candles, even from the shul's shamish, since all shul candles have a mitzvah status. An exception to this is after Shabbos, one may light dark passageways from the shul's candles in order to allow people to get home. The Mishnah Berurah raises a difficulty. How is it possible to light one Hanukkah candle from another? We will learn in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Hei that one should put down the candle before it is lit. So how can he light one from another if doing so will require lifting one of the candles which is meant to have been placed already in its place? The Taz answers that one may move a candle temporarily from its place, for example, to light another. According to the opinion of the other poskim, that even a temporary removal is not acceptable, we must say that we are talking about candles who have long wicks that could reach one another, enabling one to light without moving the candles. In Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Sefer HaTrumah that Shul candles, Shabbos candles, and Chanukah candles are all considered mitzvah candles of equal status, and one may light one from another. The Ramah adds that candles for Torah study, or candles that are lit for a sick person who needs a candle, are also mitzvah candles of the same status. However, the Bir HaGra says that according to the first opinion in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Gemel, that even temporary mitzvah use of the Chanukah candles is prohibited, lighting a different mitzvah candle would also be prohibited. Only to light Chanukah candles from each other could be permitted, because they are all one mitzvah.